Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Mem Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Tesim Beis. So says the Mishnah, Mishayu Peraisa of Be'er Acheres, if Reuven had fruits in a different city, by Shimon's city, Ve'ervu B'nei Yisrael Ha'ir La'avi Yatzal Miperaisa of. And Shimon's city, they made an Erev Tchumen to be able to bring Reuven's fruits to him. Reuven's city was batsim out of the Tchum, but they set up an Erev Tchumen at the end of their Tchum, so they were able to get to Reuven's town and to bring him the fruits. Says the Mishnah, lo yaviyu lo'i. They're not allowed to bring it to him, because being that it's out of Reuven's Tchum, and the fruits take on Reuven's Tchum, so therefore they cannot bring the fruits to Reuven. Vim Erev hu, but however, if Reuven also made an Erev Tchumen, so then, Peirais of Kamayu, so then the fruits will be like him, it's gonna take on Reuven's Tchum, and they'll be able to bring the fruits to Reuven. Says the Mishnah, Misha Zime Netzlo Yarchem, if let's say Reuven has Shimon come over for Shabbos Huda, so lo yalichu biyadam manos, so he cannot send back the Shimons with some food to bring home, because the Shimons have added the Tchum. Alim Kain Zach Lahem Manaseim Erev Yomtif. Unless they made it already Shimons before Yomtif, so then they could give it to the Shimons, because again, the Shimons, they made an Erev Tchumen to be able to get to Reuven. So if it would take on Shimon's Tchum, it would be great. The problem is that if they only give the food to Shimon on Yomtif, so then it's going to have Reuven's Tchum. So then Shimon's not going to be able to take it. But if the Mizak is Shimon in the food already before Yomtif, so then Shimon will be able to take the food home on Yomtif. And Itmar says the Gemara now, Mafkid Pires Eitzel Chavere. What's the halacha if Reuven deposits some fruits by Shimon, and he tells Shimon to wash the fruits for him? So now, whose tchum does it take on? Does it take on Reuven's tchum because he's the owner of the fruits? Or does it take on Shimon's tchum because he's temporarily responsible for the fruits? So Rav Amar, Karagli Mishef Kidulai. Rav says that it takes on Shimon's tchum, the Shimer. Shmuel Amar, Karagli Amafkid. No, it takes on the owner's tchum, it takes on Reuven's tchum. So says the Gemara, Lema Rav Shmuel Dazo Tamayu. It seems that Rav and Shmuel are l'shitasam. That now we learned in the Mishnah above a camel. Im hechnes bershos, if Reuven brought, let's say, a shor to Shimon's house, so balachotzer chayiv, so the balachotzer is responsible if he did a bershos, if Shimon told him that he could bring over the shor, so now Shimon's responsible for anything that happens or that happens to the shor, or if the shor damages others, Shimon's responsible. Rebbe Aymer, however, Rebbe is choylik, Rebbe says, no, lo ilam eno chayiv, at your kabel of balabayis lishmar. That no, he's not responsible, Shimon's not responsible, just because he gave Rishus for Reuven to bring the Shar over. He's only responsible if he Lahedya says, and I'm being Makabal Shmira. V'amar Ravuna, Amar Rav. Now Ravuna says, in the name of Rav, that Halacha Kedivri Chachamim, that the Halacha is like the Chachamim, that it's in the Rishus of the Shemer, and the Shemer is responsible. Shmuel Amar Halacha Karebi, and Shmuel says that no, it does not become in the Rishus of the Shemer, and Reuven's still responsible for his own Shar. So Lema Rav, Dama Karabanan, Shmuel Dama Karebi. So it seems like in the earlier Machlaikis about Tchum, that we spoke about if Reuven brings some fruits over to Shimon to watch, so Rav said that it takes on Shimon's Tchum, and Shmuel said it takes on Reuven's Tchum, the Machlaika seems to be Lashitasam, that Rav is going like the Rabbanan, that says that that Shimon's taking on Shmira. Now, if Shimon gave permission to bring over the Shar, so he's taking on Shmira. Here too as well, Shimon's taking on Shmira, so it's in Shimon's Tchum. It's in Shimon's Rishah, so that's why it has Shimon's Tchum. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel Damer Karebi, and Shmuel says that it has Reuven's Tchum, is also Lashitasai, that he paskins like Rebbe, who says that when you bring something over to someone else, it does not take on the Shimer's Rishus. He's not responsible, and therefore it stays in the owner's Rishus. And Mamelu, who adin lenin tchum, and it's gonna have the owner's tchum. Says the Gemara, no, it's not muchach. Now, Amr Lach Rav, Rav will tell you, Anad Amri Afilul Rebbe. I'm even saying my Shito, that it takes on Shimon's tchum, even according to Rebbe. Ad kan lo kamer Rebbe hasam, el de bestamo lo kabalin et Yerusa. Rebbe's whole shita over there is that menastam, just because Shimon says you can bring your shar over, that's not called being makabel shmira. But in our case, with the fruits, who kibol in itirusa, we're talking about a case where Reuven gave his fruits to Shimon to watch. So Shimon Lahedya took on the responsibility. So Mamela, now it's in Shimon's Rishas, so it's gonna have Shimon's Tchum. Shmuel Amar, another Amri Afilu Rabbanon. Shmuel says, no, I'm even going like the Rabbanon. I can't look at me Rabbanon, awesome, el denich leila inish, denakim toyer birshusi, the Balchatzer. It's only over there, when Reuven's bringing his shar over to Shimon, so we say, that it takes on Shimon's Rishos and Shimon's responsible. That's because Shimon's taking it, and Reuven is more than happy to give it to Shimon and to make it in Shimon's Rishos. The Mazik Leilei Mechayev, because now, if it damages, so he's not going to be responsible. So that's great for Reuven. So that's why he doesn't mind relinquishing his rights to it. Aval Hachab, when it comes to the halachas of Tchum, Minichali Leinish, Delek and Peri Bershusi Dechavri, does Reuven want to relinquish his rights, so to speak, of his fruits, and have it B and Shimon's Rishos, Vadanat. And therefore, in that case, even the Rabbanu would agree that it keeps and it remains in Reuven's Rishos with regards to the halachas of Tchum. So that's the Gemara Tanah. We learned in our Mishnah, Sakashan Rav. Rav says that when Reuven gives the fruits to Shimon, so it takes on Shimon's Tchum. The problem is our Mishnah says, it says in this case that Reuven has fruits in Shimon's city, and it says that if Reuven made an Eruv, so then the fruits take on Reuven's Tchum. Now, if you're going to tell me that when fruits are being watched, it takes on the Shomer's Rishos, it takes on his Tchum, ki Eruv hu mayhavi. So what do we care about whether or not Reuven made an Eruv? It's not in his Rishos, it doesn't take on his Tchum, it takes on the Shomer's Tchum, it takes on Shimon's Tchum. So Amri Be'Rav, ki gain shiyachi le'karin zavis. The case of our Mishnah is discussing a case where Shimon didn't just take on the fruits, and put it in his fridge with the rest of his fruits. He's miyachad a special makim for the fruits, so that's like not being makabel shmira, and therefore he's not being machnes the fruits into his own rishos. And in this case, even Rav agrees that it stays in Reuven's rishos, and it's going to have Reuven's tchum. Okay, well, says the Gemara Tashma, we have another raya from the Sefer of the Mishnah. It says that Misha Zimin Atzal Yarchem, the Reuvens were having the Shimon's over. So the halacha is that Reuven cannot give food to Shimon to bring home. Alam Kain Zachalahem Manisehem Erev Yomtev. Unless they were Mizakeh, the food to Shimon, already on Erev Yomtev. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Shomer always takes on the Shomer's Tchum, so what would it have helped if the Reuvens were Mizaka the food to Shimon before Yomtev? At the end of the day, it's being watched by Reuven, so it's in Reuven's Rishas, so it should have Reuven's Tchum. So says the Gemara, Hachanami came with Shazachalam, I de acher, Kimishi achid like Aaron Zavistami. In this case also, being that they were Mizaket, the food, to the Shimons. So it's like, they're not being Makabal Shmira, they're Mizaket, the food to them, as if saying, like, and it's only theirs, and we're not responsible for it. They're not being Makabal Shmira. Or it could be they still aren't being Makabal, they do have the Shmira on it, but still, being that they were Mizaket, it for Shimon, so they did something like positive to make it not in their Rishos. So in that case, Rav would agree that it does not take on the Shomer's Tchum. Now says the Gemara's story that Rav Chana Bar Chanilai told a bisra b'iver didasha. Rav Chana Bar Chanilai was eating out, let's say by the Reuven's, and so he hung up some meat by the door. He went to the Reuven's house before Yom Tif. They gave him permission to hang up his meat in their house. So now also l'kamid Rav Huna. So now after the Suda, he wanted to bring the meat back home, and he realized that he might be stuck, because even though he has an Erev Tchumin that he could bring the meat home, but the Reuven's didn't make an Erev, and then his house was outside of Reuven's Tchum. So could he bring the meat home? On the one hand, it was his meat, but on the other hand, it was being hosted, and it was hanging in Reuven's house. So also l'kamid Rav Huna. So he came to Rav Huna in Amar Leh, and he said to Rav Huna, "Yat talis zil shakol v'inu talulach loy tishko." Rav Huna told him, "It depends who hung up the meat. If you're the one who hung up the meat, so you could take it home. It has your tchum. And if they're the ones who hung it up, so then it's going to have their tchum." So now, what's the difference between that is, we'll see in the Gemara. So now, v'ihu tala mishakol, but first ask the Gemara, if he hung it up, so now it takes on his tchum just because he hung it up, but isn't it hanging out by Reuven's house? But Rav Huna talmid the Rav Ava. We know that Rav Huna was a talmid of Rav, v'amar Rav, and Rav Shita is that when you have food that's being watched by someone else, so it's karagli mishef kidu etzlai. It takes on the shomer's tchum. So being that the meat was being watched by the Reuven's, so it should have Reuven's tchum. Who cares if Rav Chana Bar Chanilai hung up the meat? So says the Gemara, Shani Ivra Didasha, the Kemisha Yachale Karen Zavis Tami. No, this is like the case of Karen Zavis, being that the Reuven's told Rav Chana Bar Chanilai to hang up the meat in a specific spot. They didn't tell him, put it with the rest of our meat in the fridge or whatever it is. They designated a special spot, so they're not being Makabel Shmira, Mamela, that's why it's going to have Rav Chana Bar Chanilai's Tchum. Well, ask the Gemara, okay, so then Amar Li Rav Hillel or Rav Ashi, So then why is it changed when they hung it up, when the Reuvens hung it up? The inu talu le leishako, just because the Reuvens hung it up, so now he can't take it. Va'amer Shmuel, shor shel patim, arihu karagli kol adam. Anybody who goes to buy some meat from the patim, so we said earlier that the halacha is that it takes on their own, the buyer's tchum, because it was understood before Yom Tif that people are going to come to buy it. And therefore, even though it was in the patim's rishus going into Yom Tif, it was kilu, it wasn't, because it was understood that people are going to come buy it. So to hear, even though technically the meat was hanging in Reuven's house, but it was understood that Rav Chanan bar Chanilai was going to come and bring it home. And if so, why should it take on Reuven's tchum? It should take on Rav Chanan bar Chanilai's tchum. And ask the Gemara further, that Amar Le Ravina L'Ravashi, V'inu Talu Le Leishako, just because the Reuven's hung it up, he can't take it. V'amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Alach Ek Rabbi Daisa. We mentioned earlier, Alach Ek Rabbi Daisa, that if there's one shepherd in town, and you give your animal to the shepherd on Yom Tif to watch, it takes on the shepherd's tchum, not your own, even though you didn't give it to him until Yom Tif, because it was understood you were going to be giving it to him. There's only one shepherd in town, so you see when it's understood, he's going to take it, so it takes on his tchum. So to by us, in our case, being that it was understood that Rav Chanan bar Chanilai was going to come and take the meat on Shabbos or on Yom Tif, so it should take on his tchum. And that's the Gemara, third and final question, that Amar Le Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahano, V'inu Talu Le L'Shako, just because they hung it up for him, so now he can't take the meat home. V'atanan HaBehema V'Akelim K'Ragli HaBailim. And the Mishnah then concludes, and it says, that if a person, if let's say, Reuven gives something to Shimon to borrow, they make up before Yom Tif that Shimon's going to borrow Reuven's kli, and Reuven only gives it to Shimon on Yom Tif, but they made up already before Yom Tif that Shimon was going to borrow it. The halacha is that it takes on Shimon, the borrower's tchum, even though he wasn't in possession of it going into Yom Tif. Going into Yom Tif, it was still in Reuven's house. Doesn't matter, since they made up that Shimon was going to come take it, so it takes on Shimon's tchum. So here too also, even though Reuven was watching it, but who cares? The Maisa, yeah, he wasn't really watching it, I'm saying he was just, even though it was in Reuven's house, who cares if it was in Reuven's house? The Maisa was understood that Shimon was going to come take it, and if so, Rav Chanan bar Chanilai was going to come take it, and if so, it should take on the tchum of Rav Chanan bar Chanilai. So says the Gemara, Elashani Rav Chanan bar Chanilai, the Gavar Rabbu, Utar Bishmaitse. So the Rashi explains is that really no, this halacha has nothing to do with Ar Chaim, nothing to do with the halacha of tchum. Rather, it's a Yeridea halacha. It has to do with the halacha of Basar Shinisalim Na'ayin. The Rav Shita, in the Chulin, Sadihei, is that even if you have meat that's in a house of a Jew, and it's only a short amount of time that you are Mesiach Das, the halacha is that we have to be chayshish, that the meat was swapped with nevela, and you're not allowed to eat the meat. Unless you have some sort of simen that you know it's your meat, but otherwise you're not allowed to eat the meat. So that's what was going on over here. So now, Rav Chanan bar Chanilai, he hung up the meat by the Reuvens, and so even though it was in a Jewish person's house, it doesn't matter, since it wasn't being watched, and it was in the open, so we have to be chayishesh that maybe it was swapped, unless he has a simen. So now, does Rav Chanan bar Chanilai have a simen? That's what Rav Chanan was telling him. That I know about you, that you're a gavra rabbo, v'tar bishmaitzei, and you're constantly learning, so you're not going to really pay attention. And therefore, you're not going to really have a simen in your meat. So this is what Rav Kahana was telling Rav Chanan bar Chanilai, that he told this, if you're the one who hung up the meat, itzlach siman begave. So then, being that you were Isaac in it, you were hanging up the meat, so then for sure you do have a simen. You were not paying attention while you were hanging it up. And therefore, zil shakol. And therefore, you could take it, and your daya, there's no problems of basar shenesali min ayin. However, v'inu talulach, but if they're the ones who hung it up for you, so then while they're hanging it up, maschas taitach v'loy tishko. So then you were for sure, you were Mesiach Das, you weren't paying attention. And b'meila, you're not going to be allowed to take the meat, not because of halachis of Tchum Shabbos or Tchum Yom Tif, Vada with regards to the halachis of Tchum. So it takes on Rav Chanan bar Chanilai's Tchum. The problem was a Yeridea halacha. The problem was Basar Shenisali Min Ayin. If they're the ones who hung it up, so then that's what Rav Kahana was telling him, that he would not be allowed to take the meat.